Remember, you may not have watched it, on Last Comic Standing, when that first started, well, probably 20 years ago now, when they would get to the end in order, like if you weren't protected on the reality show where the comedians, they started out living in a house, they would make you call out other comedians. And so you'd have to say, I'm funnier than so-and-so. Then you both go do a set. I remember a lot of the comedians, as podcasts were getting started, would go on there and go, I don't like going on there and having to say I'm funnier than, because it's so disrespectful.
It is.
To the other person. So let's do better or worse, more or less, where you say those things about each other.
Okay, great.
That's what's inspiring this.
Great.
Hot Wings?
Yes.
Are you more or less loyal than Steve?
Oh, man.
gave you a big one right off the start.
Yeah, because I would think both of us are very loyal people. I'm going to say me, though. Like, I am hyper loyal. Like, once I am...
Not
like,
a turncoat like Steve? Is that what you're saying?
No, but, like, once I, like, I have a very small group of friends, always have, and, like, the people that are close to me, like, I'm very protective. I'm very loyal. I'll do anything for them. So... I have to
you're
give myself.
You say I wouldn't. I don't.
No,
I wouldn't
but,
do anything.
But I'm going to give myself the edge on that one. I mean, I have to.
Do you think Steve's smarter at drawing the line?
Drawing the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
probably.
You have blind faith.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably. I'm loyal to almost a doormat stage. Like where you just kind of take it.
I'm thinking of one. Not that we need to get into it, but one moment where I'm like, God, I can't believe you're still holding out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He might be right, Steve.
He might be.
Mm-hmm. Does that bother you?
Yeah, a little bit.
It does?
No.
Oh, like, I didn't think it would at all. I was legit like, really?
Just get up and leave. All right.
I'll
Mr. Loyalty.
I'll
show you loyalty. Guess I should have left my alarm off anyway. Kelly.
Yes.
Are you better or worse at math than Maitland?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe better. Better? Okay, yeah, she's giving me a nod. I feel like I'm pretty good at math. She's giving me a nod.
Maitland's like, just go ahead and take that one.
Take that one. I'm not so bad at math. I gotta be able to do it in front of me, though. Like, I'm a write-down person. And I can.
You got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Maitland, who on the show are you better at math than?
Maybe Tommy.
Maybe Tommy?
Oh, 100%.
This is not a math confidence room.
No.
No.
Is there anyone in here who thinks they're the best at math in the group?
Oh.
Free beer.
Yeah, I think you probably. You seem to retain the most. You can do numbers in your head. Yeah.
You show off every now and then with percentages.
I mean,
that's
certainly
just memory,
percentages
though.
And statistics you're good at. I'm pretty good at math, but I, like Kelly, I have to do it on paper. Like, I can't do it in my head. I cannot do math in my head.
Whenever we have math problems on the show, everybody gets fussy.
It's just glassy-eyed. Like, yeah, nothing. Well,
two ways Howings I can guarantee I'm going to piss everyone off. Difficult math questions or riddles. I know everybody's going to get pissed.
With math, Hot Wings always has the same response. He always goes, ah, Jesus. All right, give me a pen. And he starts scrambling.
It throws him right into chaos.
Yeah. You get actually mad about it.
I do. Nothing freezes me faster than being asked a math question in my head.
Steve?
Yes.
Are you better or worse at driving than Hot Wings?
Worse.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Hot Wings is a very good driver. I think I'm an okay driver.
Are you a better driver than me?
No, probably not.
I'd have given you that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably do a better job of paying attention.
No, I do not do a good job of paying attention.
No.
All right. Well,
my phone can be saying, turn right in a quarter mile. And I'm like, all right, turn right in a quarter mile. And then 2 miles later,
see you later
I'm
exit.
Still going straight.
Oh, no,
and,
really?
Yeah. And even though it's saying, make U-turn. Oh, make next U-turn. Oh, you missed that one too. Make another U-turn. Oh, it's all right.
Okay, we're driving to Kokomo, mm-hmm. and Maitland's, you're not driving with us, right?
Right.
Okay, but you are going.
Yes.
Steve, if for your own peace of mind, who would you hope drives on Thursday?
Either you or Hot Wings.
Rude.
Like you feel safe?
No, it just means I don't have to worry about it. Okay. And it's a comfort thing because okay. we have big cars. You normally drive.
Yeah.
And it's that, yeah, for no other reason than it's...
The dads are driving.
It's comfort.
Yeah. Is it kind of how it is? Yeah.
So you're not going to ride with me?
I would love to ride with you.
Okay. We could party.
All right. Let's party.
Jam out.
Maitland, what makes riding with you a party versus riding with us?
I have a lot of really sick playlists.
Oh, wow.
And we play fun games.
Like what?
Like the Billboard Alphabet game.
All right, I'm in. I'm riding with you.
You are? All right, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. We could take a smaller car this time for once.
Yeah, right?
Something that gets more than 14 miles of the gallon.
Take one of the barges that we have.
Instead of a bus.
Would you be comfortable with Kelly driving, Steve?
No.
Why not?
Have we ever ridden with you, Kelly?
No.
You make it sound like it's terrifying.
I mean, Maitland's been in the car with me the most, I think, out of everybody here. But I just like to get where I'm going. I'm an efficient driver. You know? So. Thank you. I've been told, people mainly tell me, I really like the way you drive. You get where you're going. And I think that means I'm...
Have a lot of people told you that?
Yeah, so that they like the way you drive.
I like the way you drive. Yes.
Have they?
You see me on the interstate. I'll be cruising. I love it.
I love that your barometer for good driving is you get where you're going.
Yes.
I mean, most people get where they're going. Yeah.
It's not always.
It's how you get there.
Yeah. Maitland?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I think so.
Are you more or less quick-witted than me?
Less.
That was fast. You don't think so?
I'd say I'm quick-witted. No. I think
I thought you might say yes on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
No. There's always
You want a different one?
Where I think of a joke 5 minutes after you do. I'm like, oh, that was a really good joke, Freebeer.
I think they're both very quick-witted. I think we all are. I think it depends on the day.
Yeah.
Like, some days it's just like, nope. And there are other days where I leave work and I go, man, I was on it today.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens, right? Do you ever feel slumps?
Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, all the time.
I do.
Yeah, where I'll get done with a show and go, was I even there today?
Or, yeah, like, but, I'll go like a stretch. Like, oh, it's been 4 days since I've been worth a damn.
Yeah.
And then I try really too hard. Can you tell? No? So it sounds like I'm trying too hard all the time. Is that what I'm getting out of this? Tommy.
Hello.
Are you more or less patriotic than Kelly?
I feel like I have to say me because I've never heard. Kelly, can you say the Star Spangled Banner?
Can I say the Star Spangled Banner?
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Is that how you determine it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's patriotism. Yeah. And how it fits on the tailgate of your pickup.
Yeah, I can pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
That's not the Star Spangled Banner.
No, I know. That's
I see what you're doing.
I sure can. I used to take a moment of silence every day for this country in public school because I was forced to.
Yeah. Like, now that I'm older, I'm
I have an American flag swimsuit.
Do you?
And a matching baseball hat.
You do not.
Yes,
you guys seen a giant eagle on her back?
Yeah.
I went to Panama City Beach for 4th of July 2 times.
Ooh.
That's American right there.
That's about as American as you
ever partied on a beach in Florida for the 4th of July, Tommy?
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm pretty patriotic. I like my country nice and well enough.
Nice and well enough.
My bad. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have doubted you.
Tommy.
Yes.
Are you a better or worse athlete than Steve?
I'd say better.
What makes you a better athlete than Steve?
I'm just so young and spry. You know?
No, absolutely.
I mean, your bones would mend faster.
So, yeah.
But
yeah,
what do you do that would qualify as athletic?
Oh, well, you see, I can kick the ball so good. I can throw the ball even better.
Does he have a good arm, Kelly? You've seen him play kickball.
Yeah,
you've seen them both play
Tommy's
kickball.
Athletic, yeah, but Steve, he's sneaky athletic though too. He is.
My God, yeah, wait, Steve, this is
what
this
Kelly is
deciding.
Saying is you don't seem like you'd be athletic at all.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I think that what
I don't
Tommy
disagree.
Is what okay. Tommy's saying though.
I'm not offended.
Is he? You know, Steve will sneak up on you, and that's That's I like those athletes. It's like the funny kid in class who doesn't say things loud enough because they only want to be funny to like one or two people.
Oh, yeah. The introvert class clown.
I'm like, damn, you're really funny. You should talk louder. It's like, Steve, you show off more. You're actually really fast, dude. And that's my buddy Jason on the team, too. He runs so fast. Every time I kick, I'm like, I'm not kicking after or before Jason because he'll catch up to me.
Oh, you don't like having somebody on your heels on the base paths?
Are
you a slow runner?
Yeah, I'll look at him.
When you run, does it look like you're not trying because your legs are long?
No, I just look more like I'm gliding. I don't really run fast. I just kind of like to just, I don't like running fast, actually, period. It makes me
feel
terrible.
Okay, so somebody kicks it. You're on first. There's a chance they're going to turn a double play. Do you run your hardest or do you run as fast as you want to?
I'm running my hardest, but I don't like it. Okay. I don't like it. And then if Jason gets close to me, every time I'll turn my head and I'm like, Jason, slow down. You're embarrassing me, dude.
Which does not make you go faster.
Yeah, it doesn't draw any attention to it.
Definitely not.
Hot wings?
Yes.
This is not even fair. Are you more or less gullible than Kelly?
Oh, less. I've never almost gotten onto a cult bus before. I've never gotten onto a yacht that turned out to be like for party favors under the belt. You know what I mean?
Under the belt party favors.
Are you kidding? I'm suspicious but what about that of time, everything.
What about that time you believed in mermaids?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was Kelly.
Okay.
Well, that was because she watched a documentary.
It looked legit up until the very last scene when all those mermaids flew by and it was like thousands of them. I was like, that's not real.
Kelly,
I need to see that. Like, you need to pull that up so we can all watch it.
Because
in my mind, it's a Little Mermaid.
Kelly, are you more gullible than Maitland or Tommy?
No.
You think... Who's the most gullible out of Maitland and Tommy?
Tommy,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. He's so trustworthy. He just trusts you. You almost feel bad like playing a prank on Tommy.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, that's my like sweet little brother.
Yeah, you have about 10 years before strong cynicism.
Oh. Tommy's like the puppy found on the side of the road by a bad person when he puts it in the trash sack. Tommy would be thinking, oh, I'm going someplace fun, not a river with a rock.
You know, it's actually funny you say that because I used to have this this cat that we had.
Oh God!
And
is this gonna get dark?
Maybe.
Okay.
It was an indoor outdoor cat, and it just kind of disappeared for like a week, and it came back, and it was like super thin, like it was clearly something was wrong with it, and we brought it to the vet, and my parents brought it to the vet, and we came back and. The cat's name was Jordan, and so they came back from the vet, and Jordan was still at the vet, assumedly. And they came back, and they go, listen, he's going to need a bunch of, like, medical attention, so there's a really nice military vet that is going to take him in and go from there. And I was like, oh, okay, like, I love that cat, but yeah, I understand. 10 years later, I tell this to my friends, and they all look at me, and they go, dude, that cat died.
Yeah.
For sure. And I'm like, no, he's being taken care of. And they go,
nice farm. He's on a fun kitty farm.
Yeah, farm upstate.
They even played the military veteran. So you're like, well, I guess I'm doing a favor for America. This person served the country.
Yeah, he might have played taps for the cat. Like, I don't know.
Didn't even question it. I was like, oh, thank God someone's taking care of him.
Have any of you had that moment where you realized, like as an adult, something you were told as a kid? I know Hot Wings did. Where you're like, oh, that was BS. And they knew it was BS. Like a story like that where you're like, I bet that cat's not.
Yeah, where you go, wait a minute.
I don't think so.
Still coming?
Yeah. I got to think on that.
Yeah, that's a hard one. All right. Who wants the next one?
I'll take it.
Okay. Who do you want to be compared to?
Steve.
Okay. Who does the audience like better, you or Steve?
Well, Steve, for sure. You can literally put me up against anybody in here. Look at social media. Howie says it's because I'm polarizing.
You are.
It's my favorite thing about myself.
Yeah, when you volunteered for that one, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. People have stronger reactions to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You know. In our business, that's a very positive thing.
I think
the people who love you.
You should tell your therapist.
Love
I tell myself that every day.
Yes, this is a good thing that's happening to me.
I'm making you feel something like hatred and anger. That's good.
Let's see. Maitland, who's more trustworthy, you or Hot Wings?
Like, trustable or, like, trusting of people?
I'm going to use the same word, trustworthy.
Trustable.
It's not a crustable.
Organic trustables.
This is where we cut the trust off the edges and you eat just the not trust.
Who's more trustful?
No, you know what I mean? Like...
No.
What? Kelly said that Tommy's very trustworthy because he trusts people easily. And
no,
I,
no,
I
that's
don't
naive.
Know if
no, no,
she's that's using
naive and gullibility.
No, trustworthy.
Yeah, that's like you trusting.
Can, yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's trusting.
Okay.
Trustworthy. Able to be counted on.
The Hot Wings.
You don't think you're trustworthy?
I mean, I am, but Hot Wings is more. He's dependable. He has children.
That,
and
when does
a mortgage and more people trust him with things.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm an excellent secret keeper.
Yeah. Maitland, are you good? Who's better at keeping secrets, you or me?
Probably. I don't know. I think you and I are on the same secret keeping wavelength where you really want to keep the secret because you want the person
you know
who told you the secret to be proud of you,
yes.
But you also really got to tell somebody. So you tell like one or two people who don't really matter to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Tie. I agree.
It's a tie.
I was going to give you the win, but I'll accept the tie.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have one they want to do? Anybody want to make me do one?
Yeah, definitely do one.
Oh, I have to pick my own?
Yeah.
You've got the list.
I'm making most of them up as we go.
Oh, you're so creative.
Who's nice. More likely to poop in a field? Freebeer
now?
Or Tommy?
Now Tommy.
Yeah.
Who's got more lifetime? Me. Probably. How many you got, Tom?
Yeah.
How many lifetimes have we got? Yeah. I'm on my eighth life right
no,
now.
No, how many times have you pooped in a field?
Or just outside?
Three.
Oh, I said corrected. Oh, we have a new champion, everyone.
I don't know if I should be proud of that, though.
No.
I've got another funny story if you want to hear it.
Were you camping, though? That makes sense.
Yeah, or were you just like, you just wanted to.
It was Tuesday.
You're trying to teach
Tuesday.
Walmart a lesson.
You were in the toilets aisle at Home Depot.
We're so late.